A killer hurricane is on the move. Hurricane Gustav, after leaving 71 dead in the Caribbean, is expected to cross over Cuba today after plowing through the Cayman Islands. As Hurricane Gustav nears, many in New Orleans aren't waiting around to be told to leave. Correspondent Warren Levinson is in New Orleans, where memories of Katrina are still vivid.
The buses are coming starting Saturday for New Orleans residents who don't have their own transportation out of the city. Emergency Preparedness Director Jerry Sneed figures they'll move 30,000 of the city's 310 to 340,000 residents.
We don't want anybody left here except the first responders.
It could strengthen to a Category 3 storm and hit the U.S. Gulf Coast early next week. A full-scale evacuation of New Orleans could come as early as Sunday. Warren Levinson, New Orleans.
You're listening to IRN USA Radio News.
Psoriasis. The itching, flaking, and irritation is painful, but the emotional suffering can be even more devastating.
My body was so sore. My mind was so worn out. I could not sleep at night.
I felt self-conscious. Nobody knows what that flaking is.
And people say, ew, it just made me feel like you're dirty.
I don't want people knowing I have this. It's embarrassing.
Of course I felt self-conscious. Not very attractive to look at.
The solution is new and improved Skin Zinc Advanced, the number one OTC treatment for psoriasis.
Skin Zinc turned out to be the perfect answer.
Skin Zinc has changed my life. The third day I saw that my psoriasis was disappearing.
In 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms are going away.
My elbows are completely cleared up. You have to try it. Skin Zinc will make your psoriasis go away.
I think we're a Skin Zinc family for life.
Call right now for your 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc with Hydronize. 1-800-626-5198. That's 1-800-626-5198. Eliminate psoriasis symptoms fast. Call 1-800-626-5198. Call now. Get relief. 1-800-626-5198.
Republican John McCain has selected first-term Alaska Governor Sarah Palin as his vice presidential running mate. Correspondent Ed Donahue has a report.
John McCain says Sarah Palin's experience in shaking up the status quo is exactly what is needed in Washington today.
She's not from these parts and she's not from Washington. But when you get to know her, you're going to be as impressed as I am.
Palin says she is ready for the challenge.
I know that it will demand the best that I have to give, and I promise nothing less.
A spokeswoman with the Obama campaign says John McCain put the former mayor of a town of 9,000 with zero foreign policy experience a heartbeat away from the presidency.
McCain and Palin are on a bus tour across Ohio to Pittsburgh, where they will hold a campaign rally today. Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton plan to speak at a memorial today for the late Ohio Congresswoman Stephanie Tubbs Jones. The 58-year-old died earlier this month from a brain hemorrhage. For news online, log on to IRNnews.com.
Coming soon to a neighborhood near you. Grass and weed allergens. Yes, those allergens are headed in your direction. So when your allergies start to get bad, get Claritin Clear. Non-drowsy Claritin D relieves all your toughest allergy symptoms like runny nose and sneezing. And nothing works stronger, faster, or longer than Claritin D to relieve your worst congestion and sinus pressure without making you drowsy. When you're Claritin Clear, you can make the most of your time outdoors. 24-hour non-drowsy Claritin D. Live Claritin Clear. Use as directed among oral OTC decongestants.
A train slammed into a propane tanker truck in north central Oklahoma. It triggered an explosion, killing two people and injuring a third. A series of fast-moving thunderstorms, packing winds up to 100 miles per hour, has plowed through the Phoenix area. Tens of thousands were without power. Several airliners were damaged. ASU's new football facility was also damaged. More headaches ahead if you plan on taking an airline for transportation. U.S. airline executives say that despite the economic downturn, fares will rise. Discounts currently available will be scarce, and routes and frequencies of flights will be reduced as domestic capacity is cut through the end of the year. Retail gas prices up slightly for the first time in 6 weeks, and analysts warn that if Hurricane Gustav makes a direct hit on U.S. oil rigs, refineries, or the distribution system, the price could soar to near $5 a gallon. In Orange County, Florida, the mother of a missing Florida girl has been arrested again, this time on check fraud and theft charges. Casey Anthony's latest arrest came just over a week after a bounty hunter bailed her out of jail. She's now being held on $3,000 bond. Stocks closed sharply on Wall Street following a government report that personal income fell last month by the largest amount in nearly 3 years. The Dow lost about 171 points. The Nasdaq dropped 1.8% on the day, and the S&P 500 fell 17.85. I'm Pete LaValle, IRN USA Radio News.
The pharmaceutical recalls of such products as Vioxx and Celebrex have left many searching for safer options. Nature's Renewal Supreme Joint Formula provides glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate to regenerate healthy cartilage. Hyaluronic acid, a vital component for your soft connective tissue and natural body lubricants of your joints, and vitamin C to produce collagen, all are essential for healthy cartilage and joints. MSM, CMO, and curcumin act as natural anti-inflammatory agents for safe and natural relief. Nature's Renewal combines all of these ingredients to form the product you've been looking for. Supreme Joint Formula. Call 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free bottle of our companion topical roll-on product. Guaranteed or your money back.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome, and thank you for joining us for this Sunday edition. I'm live on the radio 6 days a week, and Monday through Friday is not enough. I come in every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 5 to 7 Eastern. We'll be here for the next 2 hours. A former White House analyst and White House historian, also top consultant to NASA, writer for the Washington Post, and many other major publications, will be joining us in about 25 minutes, Richard C. Cook, to discuss the latest developments between the burgeoning hot war, not cold war, with Russia, NATO, and the United States. The Shanghai Cooperative Agreement being activated between China and Russia. Iran and Russia teaming up. Very, very serious developments happening there. We'll also break down what's happening with Hurricane Gustav, set to slam into the Gulf Coast sometime tomorrow, raining on the Republican National Convention parade, dwarfing that. In fact, McCain and many others aren't even planning to be there now, but to go down and grandstand next to Obama and Obama next to him for the spotlight after the botched Hurricane Katrina situation. So for all intents and purposes, they're reporting right now that the RNC, well, Politico's saying it's they're scrambling and that it's in shambles and that it basically isn't even going to be happening. So we'll see if they are right about that. But frankly, that doesn't even matter when we start talking about issues with a new Cold War slash hot war with Russia. Meanwhile, ridiculous comments out of Michael Moore saying hurricane coming during GOP convention, proof there is a God in heaven. I'm not even bashing Michael Moore here. I'm not weighing in. Both of these conventions are nothing but theater to give the public the illusion that these presidential contenders actually run something. I went to the DNC to document the police state, to document the anarchists. Would they be out there provocateuring? And I spent, as you know, 5 days there reporting, and we made the news repeatedly. In fact, in hundreds of newspapers, national television, international news. And that was our goal, was to go into that staged event, that theater, pull down the curtain, and show people that it was nothing but a Shakespearean diversion from the real governors of our planet, i.e. the New World Order. Interesting tidbit on the subject of Hurricane Gustav, set to make landfall in Louisiana right now, same place that Katrina hit. Gustav evacuees get barcoded bracelets, the Tyler paper, out of Tyler, Texas, reporting. Tyler will be a hub for several thousand Hurricane Gustav evacuees, as city officials enacted its emergency response plan, and so far it seems as though early relief efforts have been fluid. And it says everyone has to wear little RFID barcode bracelets. Now, that's because under this, FEMA is enacting continuity of government, and these individuals, for all intents and purposes, are prisoners. So we'll be going over that for you. But I first want to get into the situation with Russia. For those that don't know, the former Soviet Union, very corrupt, extremely evil, conservatively killed 60 million of its own people. And in 1991, because their own police, their own military wouldn't go along with it anymore, starting in Poland and then, of course, with the Stasi in East Germany, with the fall of the Berlin Wall in 89, that led up to Boris Yeltsin seizing control of the capital and then basically collapsing into an alcoholic stupor until 1999 when the true head of the country, a former KGB chief from St. Petersburg, Vladimir Putin, took over under suspicious circumstances with a popular war. The U.S.-backed Chechens were beating Russian forces. He couldn't get the Russian people behind an invasion of Chechnya to save the breakaway republic. And so the evidence is clear. Vladimir Putin's FSB, the name of the new KGB, staged terror attacks by blowing up three apartment buildings. Moscow police caught FSB members planting, that's government, that's KGB's new name at the time, Federal Security Bureau, planting hexogen bombs, plastic explosives in a fourth building. So I'm not here saying Vladimir Putin is a wonderful person. I'm not here saying Vladimir Putin is an angel or his new puppet president that he has in there, though he's very popular. He, of course, now is prime minister. I just report the facts here. Russia has been imploding. NATO and the West have been hiring Muslim extremists, as they always do, to attack different areas, different sectors of what has formerly been Russia territory. And when they take Chechnya, it's not enough. Then they want to try to push into other areas, though Russia gained control back over Chechnya. Then in 1998, the KLA, or Kosovo Liberation Army, which are, if you can get this straight, Marxist-Leninist Muslims out of Albania, publicly U.S.-backed with over $500 million, began attacking Serb military forces in Kosovo. And Kosovo is as much a part of Serbia as Texas, Oklahoma, you know, Tennessee are. And the KLA launched long-term, multi-year attacks, killing men, women, and children, running sneak attacks on police stations, you name it. And the Slobodan Milosevic finally launched an attack down into Kosovo, clearing them out. The world screamed bloody murder. NATO went in and bombarded not just Kosovo, but all of Serbia, bombing Belgrade with depleted uranium weapons, radiating the population. Their cancer levels have now more than tripled, international studies show, bombing the infrastructure of the nation, their car plants, their helicopter plants, their airplane plants, their water treatment plants, their media, their universities, their electrical power generation facilities, because they don't want a sovereign nation right in the middle of the New World Order. The globalists don't want any sovereign nations, not U.S., not Russia, not Iran, not anybody. The U.S. is dominated by the international banking cartel. Serbia was not. And so they use Muslims to attack them, but it's just like 1984. East Asia has never been our enemy. The next day, East Asia has always been our enemy. Or Eurasia has never been our enemy. Now it's always been our enemy. They told the American people that Serbia attacked Kosovo. And the public bought it. And CNN and others got caught showing UN camps on the Macedonian border and the Albanian border with starving people months into this trying to break into the camps regarding the food, and they lied and showed people through the barbed wire looking in and said, look, they're in Serb camps. And that's now admitted. The American people bought it. Slobodan Milosevic was grabbed and then poisoned to death years later in The Hague. And it was admitted he was poisoned. He said, they threatened to poison me if I don't plead guilty. Then they poisoned him, and they said, well, he got poison in his cell and poisoned himself. Now, that's a fact. Now, expanding, the same thing just happened. On 8-8-8, the day the Olympics started, this is all in the European press, even in the bottom of the newspapers here in the U.S., but you got to dig to find it. 1,000 Israeli commandos, that's in Herat's Jerusalem Post, they're very proud of it, more than 1,000 Ukrainian commandos, hundreds, and this is the admitted number, of U.S. Marines and Army commandos, launched a sneak attack on the capital of South Ossetia that's always been part of Russia. Always been part of Russia. Georgia, for more than 200 years, has been. And Joe Stalin was from there, so he made it part of Russia. Took some enclaves that have been part of Russia, Ossetia and Abkhazia, and gave it to Georgia and the governor there that he was friends with. And in 1991, the Georgians launched sneak attacks on those Russian enclaves. The UN came in, and then on 888, U.S.-backed Georgians launched a massive sneak attack, killing thousands. Now, having the most dumbed-down public in the world, our media told us, headline, Russia sneak attacks Georgia. When we come back, I'm going to give you the latest developments. It's getting very, very serious, and we've got two experts joining us, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts and Richard C. Cook. Stay with us.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnoses. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Alabama state code makes it illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously not made to protect us, but instead to help states profit. The use of red light cameras is another great example. They intrude on your privacy, are unconstitutional, and cost you valuable time and money. SprayYourPlate.com is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against red light cameras, toll cameras, and speed cameras. One application lasts a lifetime, is undetectable, and each can covers up to four license plates. Simply spray it on, let it dry, and you're protected. All orders are kept strictly confidential, and for the month of August, receive free shipping and a $5 bill enclosed with every order. Call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601, or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269 844-344-3420 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back live, my friends. Thank you for joining us. Continuing, I gave you some of the basic history of the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1991, and then the, quote, West encircling them. At the time, in 1999, U.S. troops began moving, along with NATO troops, British troops, into Pristina, the capital of Kosovo, that state capital in Serbia. And the Russians flew in with aircraft and took over the main airport. General Wesley Clark at the time gave the order for NATO aircraft to bomb the Russian tanks that had been invited in by Serbia, because NATO was trying to take that part of Serbia. And Russia went ahead and backed off, pulled out under the promise that there would not be ethnic cleansing and that Kosovo, or one-third of Serbia, would not be handed over to the Muslims, going back to the Crusades and the fights back and forth between the Muslims and the Christians over that area. It's holy land to people there in Eastern Europe and always been part of Serbia. And then last year, the United States announced, yep, we are breaking that off completely, and we are giving it basically to Albania, Muslim Albania. This is the same government telling you give up all your rights so the evil Muslims are going to get you. No, they use whoever they can, whenever. Ideology means nothing. Only pulling down sovereignty and independent states that have their own banking systems. This is a global government being formed. Now, the Russians are watching this happen. Meanwhile, thousands of U.S. troops, weapon systems, black sites, ghost sites, that is secret U.S. military bases, open military bases being set up in Czech Republic, in Ukraine, in Georgia, of course, in Poland, moving offensive and defensive weapon systems in. NATO then last year put out a new policy. It's incredible, saying we may launch a sneak attack, a preemptive nuclear war on Russia. Russia's like, why are you doing that? So Russia starts testing hypersonic missiles, long-range ICBMs with MIRV tips, multiple reentry devices, so one missile can carry in 24 warheads when it comes back into the atmosphere over North America, when it's shot over the polar ice cap to the north of the Arctic. Escalating all this. And then on 888, a sneak attack is launched on Russian bases that were internationally sanctioned and there since 1991, killing thousands. In fact, Georgian peacekeepers inside the bases would wait till the Russians would run out of their bunkers when they were getting bombed and would machine gun them. These are Georgian peacekeepers, part of the UN force that were in there with the Russians, guys they were eating with hours before. Guys they were bunking next to hours. I mean, this is the most dastardly sneak attack you can imagine. Pearl Harbor was bad enough with Zeros flying over bombing ships. This is guys you've been bunking next to. Talk about a dastardly sneak attack. So all of this is going on, and they think the American public is so stupid. And I even bought it for about 10 minutes that Friday on the air. I was like, my God, look at the headlines. It says, Russia has attacked Georgia. And then I would read in the bottom of it and say, wait a minute, after Georgia attacked these Russian enclaves. So, I mean, even I don't expect the government and the media to lie in that extreme of a way. To just, now for the last month, close to a month, they have been saying the same thing over and over and over again. Russia's bad. Russia has to have sanctions put on it. More U.S. troops have to be brought up to their borders. More missile systems. And meanwhile, the EU, European Union, is set to vote tomorrow on sanctions on Russia. The Black Sea fleet is being threatened by the Ukrainian fleet, saying they can't land back at their port that they've leased. It goes on and on and on, and U.S. forces, I've got the articles right here, are massing. U.S. troops are being flown in by the thousands, weapon systems. Russia's saying that's an act of war. The United States is saying leave Abkhazia and Ossetia, which have always been part of Russia and which were just snuck attack. And I hear the public and I hear talk show hosts saying, man, Russia's bad sneak attacking Georgia. Just like they say, man, the Serbs are bad, sneak attacking Albania. When the mainline history admits it's the opposite. So Russia is saying they stand by their actions of recognizing completely Ossetia and Abkhazia. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev has said his decision to recognize Georgia's breakaway regions as independent is irrevocable. On the eve of the special EU summit on Georgia, he warned that Russia has ready to retaliate against any sanctions the EU might impose. And folks, when they impose these and Russia cuts off oil and gas to Europe, it'll be, oh, look how mean Russia is. Germany and the UK have differed in tone over how the EU should proceed, with Berlin warning against escalation. Moscow's envoy to London and sanctions would hurt the EU more than Russia. And it goes on and on. But right now, let me play you about a minute and a half, 2 minutes of Vladimir Putin speaking to the international media. Let's go ahead and roll that now.
At this time, I was in Beijing and had an opportunity to have a brief discussion with the President of the United States. George told me that no one wants a war. I hoped that the U.S. administration would intervene to stop the aggression of the Georgian leadership, but nothing of this kind happened.
You've always enjoyed, over your period as President of Russia, and still now, a very close personal relationship with the U.S. President George W. Bush. Do you think that his failure to restrain the Georgian forces on this occasion has damaged that relationship?
Of course it has damaged our relations, first and foremost, interstate relations. But the thing is not only that the U.S. administration has failed to restrain the leadership from committing this criminal act, but in fact equipped and trained the Georgian army. But I have some other comment to add. Even during the Cold War, during the time of tough confrontation between the Soviet Union and the United States, we have always avoided direct clashes between our civilians, let alone our servicemen. We have serious reasons to believe that directly in the combat zone, citizens of the United States were present. And if this is the case, then the suspicion arises that someone in the United States has on purpose created this conflict with a view to exacerbate the situation and create a competitive advantage for one of the presidential candidates in the United States.
These are quite astounding claims. Just to be clear, Mr. Prime Minister, are you suggesting that there were U.S. operatives on the ground assisting Georgian forces, perhaps even provoking a conflict, in order to give a presidential candidate in the United States some kind of talking point? And if you are, and if you are suggesting that, what evidence do you have?
Я вам сказал, что если подтвердятся факты присутствия американских граждан в зоне боевых действий,
I've told you that if the facts are confirmed that U.S. citizens were present in the combat zone, that it means only one thing, that they could be there only on the direct instruction of their leadership. And if this is so, then it means that American citizens are in the combat zone, performing their duties, and they can only do that following a direct order from their leaders and not on their own initiative. Ordinary experts, even if they are providing training in military matters, should do that, not in a combat zone, but at a training ranges and training centers. I repeat, this needs to be further checked out. I'm telling you this based on what our military told me.
All right, we're going to come back after the news. Stay with us. More as this develops. I haven't even scratched the surface of the important information that we're going to be covering. It's all posted on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. They have completely encircled Russia. NATO has announced they may preemptively strike Russia with nuclear weapons. We've never seen an escalation like this in the history with Russia. We'll be back.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys!
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's toughest quiz show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip!
The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Dismantling the false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
Russia has criticized the Western media for what it's called its biased view on the conflict. But not all journalists blame Russia for the conflict. But we're now joined on the line by Alex Jones, the U.S. investigative journalist from the Infowars.com website, to get his opinion on all this. Hello to you, Mr. Jones. So in your opinion, what was wrong with the coverage of this conflict in Western media?
Well, Ellis, thank you for having me on. First off, let me say I am ashamed as an American. I'm a loyal American who loves my country, but my country has been taken over by a private international military-industrial complex, and they launched the sneak attack on the Russian enclaves of Abkhazia and other areas, as you know, on 888, using the cover of the Olympic Games and a dastardly sneak attack on the order of Pearl Harbor.
All right, folks, I'm going to play that full six-minute interview on Russia Today. That's their biggest domestic channel, their biggest international. It's standard, like Paul Watson, one of our webmasters, lives in London. And that's on his standard cable package. In fact, it's on cable right here in the United States. Tens of millions of viewers at any one time. And in 6 minutes, I broke down on Russian television exactly what's happening. And in the next hour, before Dr. Paul Greg Roberts joins us, in the last 30 minutes of the show, former head of the Treasury Department, father of Reaganomics, former Wall Street Journal editor, breaking down the treason of the New World Order neocons using our country for this, I'm going to play that and analyze it and break down. You know, some would say, well, why go on Russian TV and speak out against what's happening? You have to do that. You have to save some of America's name. We're now known as the country of torture, the country of secret arrest, the country that stages terror attacks. The very people that run our nation, that control both parties, are the ones getting rid of our borders, destroying our currency, destroying our country's name. And they are now launching sneak attacks on Russian enclaves and handing part of Serbia over to Muslim countries while telling us to hide under our beds and give up all of our liberties of the evil Muslims will get us. On and on and on and on is the propaganda, the evil Muslim, the evil Muslim. But it's not the evil Muslim when it's their Muslims, and I'm not saying Muslims are evil, I'm quoting them, that are staging these terror attacks that are attacking nations. And then every time the nation tries to defend itself, NATO, the United States, comes in and bombs the living daylights out of them, and then has such contempt for the American people, tells us that Russia started all of this, and now NATO and the EU are talking about sanctions on Russia. Russia is saying it's an act of war for more U.S. troops to be massing in Georgia and surrounding countries. Pressure is mounting on the EU to isolate Russia. Putin saying U.S. provoked Georgian conflict and saying that the U.S. did this for gain, but not the U.S., the multinational corporations that use us as their engine of domination and control. And, you know, the whole world's going into receivership, being bankrupted, being consolidated. I have the New York Times here today dealing with the fact that they're not just going to hand over city streets to private corporations, but city government operations. This is part of the IMF World Bank plan that we've been reporting on since 2002, when thousands of pages of IMF and World Bank documents got leaked. And they talked about how they go in, how they buy off governments, how they then bankrupt societies, create currency implosions so they can come in, the multinationals, and buy the country up cheap, and how they wanted to do it to Western Europe, the United States, and, of course, England. And they're doing that now. We're now 6 years later. And they're engineering all this, but they need you to rally around the flag and blame it all on a foreign enemy. They need that false patriotism, that false nationalism. So they go up and they punch the Russian bear right in the nose, and then it starts taking swipes at the bee that just stung it on the end of its nose, and our media has such contempt for us that they tell us that Russia started it all. Absolutely amazing. It is because I love this country that I'm speaking out against this. Because it's my right and my duty to not allow my country to be hijacked by multinational corporations and used to start wars. And they need this. You know, their war on terror, their hoax is falling apart. The people are awakening to that. So they're trying to go back to their old Cold War. But this time, they're starting a hot war with Russia. And so because I love this country, I have to speak out against it being taken into criminal wars. You know, you may want to believe the media about WMDs in Iraq and their lies there, but you can't believe them that Russia started this. It's time to wake up and realize our government's been hijacked and they use phony patriotism to manipulate us. I want to go to Richard C. Cook. He's written for the Washington Post and scores of other top publications. He's a historian, been an analyst to the White House, to NASA. His bio goes on and on and on. You can check out his website. We'll give that to you. But he's with us for the rest of the hour. I know we have calls. We'll take those in the next half of the next hour. Then we've got, again, former head of policy, Department of Treasury, former Wall Street Journal editor, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, joining us to also talk about the Russia situation. Thank you for coming on, Mr. Cook.
Thank you, Alex. Glad to be here.
You haven't been on this show, and it's on some stations that the weekday show isn't. Why don't you, just in a nutshell, tell us about your particular acumen, you know, how you've come to your understanding of what's happening right now in Russia. You've written about all this happening before it happened. And then break down very simply what we're facing and cover the latest mega escalations, which I can't even find words to describe.
Well, you take a long-range view, and the Western powers have been under the control of an international financial elite going back probably at least a century. And what we're seeing now happening with Russia is simply the latest phase in what I call the Second Hundred Years' War. The First Hundred Years' War, of course, took place back in the Middle Ages, the late Middle Ages, between England and France. And now we've seen the Second Hundred Years' War, where the international financial elite that wants to control everything has been pitting one nation against another. And the way it works is they make their money by lending to governments, by putting governments in receivership, putting governments into bankruptcy, forcing on nations enormous income taxes and enormous loans.
And Serbia and Russia have been doing too good, so they have to have client states attack them.
Well, Russia has been the enemy of the Western powers for a very long time, and it really goes back into religious history. And it's just the latest phase of these fomented inter-European wars, a inter-European civil war, which is all World War One and World War Two really were. And now we're seeing it again. We're seeing the financiers who control the economies of the world pitting the United States and Russia against each other once again, trying to foment these kinds of inter-Western wars because they make a lot of money off of it.
Absolutely. And we now have the handbooks and internal documents on this. This is not your opinion.
That's right. That's correct. And as you say, it was the West who attacked Russia initially by going in. And, of course, we had somebody from Cheney's staff being in Georgia the week before the attack. They claim that the person was there to prepare for Cheney's planned visit, which, of course, was nonsense, because while that person was there, the plans were formulated for the Georgian military to make this incursion into South Ossetia when civilians were attacked and civilians were killed. And now we have the counterattack by Russia, which made a fool, of course, of the Georgian army, the Georgian military.
Did this go well? Did this go well?
Advisors.
I'm going to let you finish, but the big question is, did this go well? Did this go how the Western powers, how the neocons, how the British Anglo-American establishment thought it would?
No, I think what they were banking on was a long, protracted stalemate taking place in the Caucasus, but Russia came in. They have probably the best ground force in the world, and they've had that at least since World War II and probably long before.
So they thought it'd be a replay of 99 with the handover of Kosovo, but that didn't happen.
And that didn't happen. It was over in a week. Now, probably the person who is most informed as to all this and why it happened was Putin. And Putin said something very interesting the other day. He was asked, why did you think the United States fomented this attack? And Putin said that it was in order to help get John McCain elected president.
In fact, we played that before you came on, Mr. Cook. Stay
there. That
was
pretty interesting, I thought.
Yes, sir. Stay there. I'll let you go back and talk about the sneak attack itself, the spectacle of the American people like zombies walking around drooling, believing it, and where this is going, how you see this unfolding, how it ties into Iran. Richard C. Cook is our guest. We're very honored to have him. Stay with us.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a two-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months' worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home,
child and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents. Featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and Mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Hey, girl. Looking for a chemical-free hair relaxer that won't dry or damage your hair? Well, listen up. Now there's one called Curl Away. It's chemical-free and loosens and softens your curl, even lets it go silky straight gradually and without breakage. Apply right over your perm or kid's hair. It's that safe. I'm really impressed with Curl Away Curl Relaxer. At first, I was very skeptical and researched it just to make sure it was really safe and different. Let me tell you, I love it, love it, love it. I told both my sisters and niece about Curl Away, and now they're going to try it. With Curl Away, the results are gradual, and at this rate, my hair is looking so healthy and fabulous, I will not go back to a conventional relaxer. I just apply Curl Away like a relaxer and leave it on for up to 9 hours. And sometimes after washing, I use a loop for extra shine and gloss. I'm really happy with Curl Away. It's a gentle, gradual relaxer and won't create a miracle overnight, but over time, the miracle will happen. So go get your Curl Away right now, girl. It's at select Walgreens or visit curlaway.com for more information and the Walgreens nearest you.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The program note, I like to surprise people. We're launching the new film I produced that Jason Burmes directed, Fabled Enemies. Fabled Enemies, another 9/11 film, but this one covers the intelligence networks, who did it, how they did it, the shadow government, how it was activated that day. Watch all the trailers at InfoWars.com. In T-minus 1 hour and 12 minutes from now, when this show ends, when this radio show ends, it goes live for PrisonPlanet.tv members. And starting Tuesday, they start shipping out the DVDs to everybody that's pre-ordered them. But order the DVD, Fabled Enemies, with an hour and a half of extras. I don't have time to get into the film. It's excellent. It's very controversial and cutting edge, and it's controversial for me. So you can tell it's very controversial. Fabled Enemies, and if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. Get a yearly membership and get 3 months free, or just go get a trial 1 month membership for $5.95 right now at PrisonPlanet.tv, because Fabled Enemies, the new film, premieres in T-minus 1 hour, 11 minutes. Okay, I'm going to try to control myself. He just brings up so many points and so many facets. I want to raise so many questions. Let's do it this way, Mr. Cook. You're really an expert on this and predicted so much of what happened. We've seen big escalations the last few days. I could list them or you could. But whatever you think is most important about this conflict and where you see it going, to me, it signals desperation on the part of the Anglo-American establishment. And most of the even mainline analysts I see are saying they are really upset and concerned that this is worse than the Cuban Missile Crisis and that this is spiraling out of control very fast. Mr. Cook?
In my opinion, a split at this point between the United States and the European elitists who have controlled events in the world for so long. And I think the United States is beginning to be viewed, and I'm talking here about the Bush administration, you know, the Bush-Cheney crime syndicate, or whatever you want to refer it as, because the United States' plans to attack Iran have been checkmated, as near as we can tell, by the European powers. and that is not going to happen, or at least it's not going to happen unless the U.S. and Israel just take on some kind of a rogue mission. But there will not be, as far as we can tell, a major attack on Iran. So what are they doing? Well, they're looking elsewhere because the United States has this overarching plan to control oil and natural gas in Central Asia.
And that's what PNAC said in 2000. And that's what PNAC said.
Yeah, and the plan is failing. It's failing in Afghanistan, and that's why you have this really strange thing going on with Obama and Biden, where, you know, Obama began as an anti-war candidate, saying, I'm the one who voted, who didn't support the Iraq War, and now he's saying, well, the reason I didn't support the Iraq War was because we should have invaded Afghanistan, and now we're going to do that, and we're going to invade Afghanistan and Pakistan, because that's where our real interest is, and that, of course, is just a sign of desperation. So we have the Iran situation falling out with the split with Europe. We have a failure in Afghanistan. We have Russia cementing its relations with China and the Central Asian republics through the Shanghai Cooperative Organization, which is being tremendously strengthened by what the United States is doing. So it's almost as though this last-ditch effort to do something in that part of the world, because if you've got a military-industrial intelligence complex that only lives off of conflict, that only has meaning when there's war, that only feels that it's doing what it's supposed to do in the world when it's attacking people, it's got to do something. You've got a huge military commitment and extension into Central Asia. You know, after Vietnam, we thought, well, the U.S. has learned something. It'll never fight another Asian land war. And now we have the entire resources of America committed to a land war in Asia that nobody else wants.
Why did they miscalculate, like Napoleon, like Hitler? Why have they miscalculated thinking that this U.S./NATO-backed sneak attack on Russia would result in the same type of thing that they saw in 1999? And then I tie that into Wesley Clark being overruled when he wanted to bomb Russian forces at the Pristina airport, and then only General Jackson, the head of NATO, said no, the head of military force. I mean, again, we have this insane strain, it looks like, in both parties.
Well, look at history. Napoleon invaded Russia. Hitler invaded Russia. Everyone who goes into that enormous expansive territory inhabited by these very highly intelligent and capable people end up getting their you-know-what kicked. And now Bush has done it. Bush is the third dictator in modern history.
Let me back that up. People aren't going to believe you. And we're not for Al Gore. We're stating scientific, historical, sociological, anthropological facts. They stole the election. The Supreme Court appointed him, and he clearly stole it. People have gone to jail in Ohio. He clearly stole 2004. So when you say dictator, you mean it. And with the PDD 51 and the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, Congress can't even see PDD 51, but the cover sheet says he's a dictator.
Yep.
Now, do you expect them, if they're brazen enough to launch 9/11 attacks, brazen enough to sneak attack, it comes out mainstream news that Cheney planned to sneak attack our own ships a few months ago, New Yorker magazine, do you see them trying to pull a rabbit out of a hat?
Well, at this point, I don't know if they're capable of doing it because everybody's on to them. You know, there was talk a year ago, and I even wrote an article about this. You know, when the nukes were being flown from North Dakota to Louisiana, and they just kind of disappeared as to what was going on there and who was really planning some kind of a behind the scenes trumped up assault, and they've been working this ground for a year, but there's so many people now who are blowing the whistle on this type of thing. I think they may have run out of rabbits in the hat. I think the Sarah Palin nomination may have been the last rabbit in the hat that McCain, who's, of course, just a clone of Bush in all of this, has pulled out of the hat. I'm not sure they've got anything left.
Well, speaking of their tricks being exposed, when you've got it in New Yorker magazine that Cheney wanted to blow up our own ships,
right.
When you've got the top Russian general last week, we could play it here, folks, coming out and saying, we know U.S. forces are planning to dress up like Russians and go around committing false flags. I mean, this has become so mainstream, it's their favorite tool.
Yeah, it is. And one reason it's become mainstream is because Putin and the other Russians are speaking out. They're talking to the press. They're the ones who are blowing the whistle on so much of these things that are happening. But I think it's also essential to realize that behind the lines here in the United States, we have a collapsing economy. We have a bankrupt government. We have stagflation beginning.
Is that why they're trying to start these wars, is to get people to rally around the flag as corrupt systems have done before?
It's always been a method of diverting attention. You know, it's the wag the dog syndrome. And one thing that particularly the Republican politicians have always done, and Reagan did this, I believe, was when the economic situation at home becomes so bad that it's embarrassing, you divert attention from it by going off and attacking.
But at least he attacked Grenada, which was something that didn't, you know, a country that didn't have 20,000 nukes.
Right. But this is, no, this is, of course, this is much more serious, and it reminds me of the foolishness with which people in past history have gone into Russia and have come out, if they came out at all, on the losing end of a major confrontation, because Russia is not Iraq. Russia is not Iran. Russia is a world power.
Where do you see this going? Where do you see, how do you see this extrapolating and out? Where do you see it developing?
I think it's going, in my own opinion, I think we're going to see things just be a talking war with the Westerners, with Condoleezza Rice and Cheney and everybody just kind of mouthing off in the press, the talking heads doing their thing against the intransigence of Russia, which is simply not going to back down. They're about to annex at least South Ossetia. And they're not going to give Bush an inch. Even when Bush tried to use this to get the nuclear or the weapons defense system into Poland, Putin called him on that and called the Polish on that. I think it's going to be a stalemate into the election, and that it's going to be turned over to either McCain, God forbid, or Obama and Biden then to try to manage their way down out of this tree they've climbed up into.
Now, you work with Republican administrations yourself, but you're saying that you think Obama's better.
Well, I think, I'm not saying Obama is better, and of course, I mean, we know.
Well, Roberts is saying the same thing, and he's the Reaganomics Mr. Republican.
Yeah, we've seen what Obama has been saying about Georgia. We've seen what Biden has been saying about Georgia. They can't say anything else. Bush has painted them into a corner. But when they're handed the crisis, if it's they who are handed the crisis, they're the ones who are going to have to figure out a way out of it.
Okay, Richard C. Cook, can you stay 5 more minutes on the other side to finish up that thought and also give out your fine news websites? Okay.
Sure.
Then I'm going to play myself on Russian TV, and then we got Dr. Roberts.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll-free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one. It cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18
18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Just ahead, plus a check on the KLBJ Radar Weather Watch.
You are listening to GCN.
Reason Round Rock and 5 o'clock.
Jordan, Hurricane Gustav is charging across the Gulf of Mexico as residents flee New Orleans by every means of transportation available. Jefferson Parish President Aaron Bussard says he knows it's tough to leave.
Many on the East Bank will be leaving homes that have been renovated, a lot of material things that they have bought since Katrina that they cherish. I know there's an attraction to staying and trying to protect your house and your resources.
And President Bush is being updated this morning on preparations for Hurricane Gustav, which could make landfall along the Gulf Coast as early as tomorrow. St. Bernard Parish President Craig Tafaro says people need to leave now.
Anyone who has not left St. Bernard Parish is instructed to do so. We are pleading with the public, please do not remain in St. Bernard Parish for this storm.
This is IRN USA Radio News.
Psoriasis. The itching, flaking, and irritation is painful, but the emotional suffering can be even more devastating.
My body was so sore. My mind was so worn out. I could not sleep at night.
I felt self-conscious. Nobody knows what that flaking is.
And people say, ew, it just made me feel like you're dirty.
I don't want people knowing I have this. It's embarrassing.
Of course I felt self-conscious. Not very attractive to look at.
The solution is new and improved Skin Zinc Advanced, the number one OTC treatment for psoriasis.
Skin Zinc turned out to be the perfect answer.
Skin Zinc has changed my life. The third day I saw that my psoriasis was disappearing.
In 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away.
My elbows are completely cleared up. You have to try it. Skin Zinc will make your psoriasis go away.
I think we're a Skin Zinc family for life.
Call right now for your 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc with Hydronize. 1-800-626-5198. That's 1-800-626-5198. Eliminate psoriasis symptoms fast. Call 1-800-626-5198. Call now. Get relief. 1-800-626-5198.
It's looking like Hurricane Gustav has disrupted President Bush's GOP convention plans. Here's Mark Smith.
The president was supposed to attend the St. Paul convention as its featured speaker opening night, but the White House now says that's unlikely, and fallback plans are being made that could have him speaking via video link. Bush is getting an update at FEMA headquarters this morning on preparations for Gustav's expected landfall on the Gulf Coast. Determined to avoid any hint of the foul-ups that plagued the Hurricane Katrina response 3 years ago, Bush has already issued emergency decrees for the Gulf, and his disaster team's been working closely with state and local officials. Mark Smith, Washington.
And no deaths are reported in Cuba after the western tip of the island nation was whipped by Hurricane Gustav. But Cubans are returning from shelters to find flooded homes and washed out roads. At least 300,000 Cubans were evacuated. For more news and analysis, log on to IRNnews.com.
Coming soon to a neighborhood near you. Grass and weed allergens. Yes, those allergens are headed in your direction. So when your allergies start to get bad, get Claritin Clear. Non-drowsy Claritin D relieves all your toughest allergy symptoms like runny nose and sneezing. And nothing works stronger, faster, or longer than Claritin D to relieve your worst congestion and sinus pressure without making you drowsy. When you're Claritin Clear, you can make the most of your time outdoors. 24-hour non-drowsy Claritin D. Live Claritin Clear. Use as directed among oral OTC decongestants.
The city manager of East St. Louis, Illinois, says two people have died after exposure to a dangerous chemical at a storage and mixing plant yesterday. At least eight people were sickened by exposure to the chemical. Two local hospitals had to lock down emergency rooms as a precautionary measure after taking in the chemical patients. Any people who were in the vicinity of the chemical patients have been looked after. Tess Nahias is a St. Anthony's Hospital spokeswoman.
There were 20 patients who were in rooms in the emergency room, already in the process of being seen, admitted to the hospital.
Israeli and Palestinian leaders met to talk about making peace. Here's Mark Levie.
The meeting was the shortest yet, just 45 minutes. Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas can agree on one thing. The chances of reaching a peace accord by the end of the year are next to zero. They're still discussing the core issues that have stymied peace efforts for decades. Those are borders between Israel and the Palestinian state, Jerusalem, and Palestinian refugees. Palestinians complain that Israeli construction in West Bank settlements is the biggest problem now. Mark Levy, Jerusalem.
And the State Department is urging Americans traveling to the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands to be aware of the risks caused by Tropical Storm Hanna. The travel alert urges U.S. citizens lacking safe shelter and who are likely to be affected by the storm to consider leaving while commercial flights are still available. I'm Jody Jordan, and that's news from the Information Radio Network.
Orgon Kimbusters are the people's answers to HAARP and NWO weather modification technologies. Kimbusters clear the skies and will bring rain to drought-prone areas. Prevent food shortages. Take back control of your skies with Orgon Kimbusters. With Kimbuster, you can expect an increase in yields and improvement to the taste of your foods. Orgon Products also introduces Miracle Miles. Miracle Miles not only uses amazing technology, but most importantly, Miracle Miles delivers results. During Miracle Miles trials, 18 to 20 people reported gas mileage improvements of up to 25%. Your car may also run better, less knocking, smoother ride as reported by over half the participants in the initial study. Miracle Miles is encoded with the 528 Hertz frequencies. This is also known as C on the original Latin scale. Order Miracle Miles and Kimbuster today from Orgon Products and ask about our three-tier incentive program. Call Orgon Products at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309. 5309 or visit orgoneproducts.org.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free. At 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
My job is very easy. I just study the facts, the information, interview the experts, do my own research. The truth is actually pretty easy to find. It's just that the establishment counts on you being lazy, not researching, not looking into the facts, and that our government could be hijacked and launch a sneak attack on Russian territorial areas and kill a bunch of people and then tell the public it's the other way around. It's an insult to all of our intelligence. The toll-free number to join us is 877-590-5525. And I will take some calls coming up the next segment before Dr. Roberts joins us, continuing with what's happening to the economy. He's a top economist. And with Russia. Well, with Richard C. Cook, I've thrown a lot of questions and points in. Just in closing, sir, any other points you need to make on the current development and the escalation with Russia? And then, of course, on the economy, which you also are an economist yourself.
Yeah, just a couple things. About a year ago, I was in a hallway conversation with one of the Democratic presidential candidates, and I'm not going to say who it was because it was off the record. But this gentleman said to me, and I quote, "This country's government is being run by a crime syndicate," unquote. That was a Democratic presidential candidate, and he was talking about the Bush-Cheney administration. This administration has collapsed our economy. It has so overextended our military in Asia that we are now very close to a shooting war with the most powerful country in that part of the world, Russia. And the one factor that's left out of this equation, Alex, that I have been reading about from some fairly reliable sources in the intelligence community is we take it for granted that the military is always going to salute and do exactly what they're told, no matter how crazy it is and no matter how contrary to the American national interest it is. And I am being told that the military, that there are people within the U.S. military who are drawing a line now on this Russia thing and putting the Bush administration on notice that they will only go so far in support of actions that are contrary to our interests.
Well, look at Fox Fallon. I mean, he was the head over there of CENTCOM, right, and said no on a sneak attack on Iran.
And he's not the only one.
Well, I mean, they're constantly quitting. Guys, they thought that were behind him. And we have to ask ourselves, why are they saying no?
That's
it's
right.
Not that they're even wonderful mortal people. It's they understand, folks, this is World War III. This is continuity of government being activated out there at Cheyenne Mountain.
That's correct. And the Bush-Cheney administration has brought the country to collapse, and we can't just keep walking into these traps without stopping and saying, what are we doing this for? Who's giving us these orders? Why are we being given these orders? And what are the consequences for our nation going to be if we don't stop now, look within, see what we need to fix at home before we continue on this path of madness abroad? And I think that there are enough people now who have this awareness that I at least have some hope that over the next year, 2 years, maybe a little bit longer, enough people in responsible positions are going to be able to come together and do something about it. That's my hope.
Do you believe the polls that John McCain, on average, is about 2 points ahead of Barack Obama?
Well, I'm not too surprised to hear that. I think Obama took a terrific beating from all of the people who are trying to arouse fears about him before the Democratic convention began. So I'm not too surprised to see that. But we've got a long way to go until November.
Well, Mr. Cook, I mean, here's the problem. And I know you've worked in the White House and at NASA and, you know, written for the Washington Post, and you're a great analyst and economist, and I respect your opinion. And I understand that the Bush-Cheney, you know, crime syndicate is the worst expression in U.S. history of tyranny. There's nothing even close. I mean, this is Hitlerian. The problem is the very same Wall Street, the very same banking cartel that you write so much about, endorsed the PNAC plan of global domination in 99-2000. They endorsed the Bushes. They gave them, you know, free rein. And I see the same rhetoric now out of Barack Obama.
That's correct.
And so I just don't see it changing.
I'm not saying it's necessarily going to come from Obama and or Obama Biden. I think there are other people in the country in positions of authority or who have been in positions of authority, including military people, who may be able to exert some influence here as we move forward.
Well, I know they were bringing in more U.S. troops a few weeks ago, and the Russians moved some medium-range nukes in. I also know that the Georgian puppet dictator has said that he plans to attack Ossetia and Abkhazia again as soon as he can. Russia says that's an act of war by the U.S. arming him. I hope you're right and this becomes just a diplomatic war. Do you think the EU is going to put sanctions on Russia?
No, I don't. And the EU already are the ones who are trying to mediate this. I mean, it was a French ceasefire that the Russians signed.
And Merkel saying don't escalate.
Yes, I think there are enough people in the European community who have had enough of what Bush and Cheney have done, that there is going to be some balancing force coming out of that part of the world. Again, that's my hope. I think, again, I want to be very clear. I'm not saying or justifying the kind of rhetoric that Obama and Biden have been putting forth. I think what they did was appalling. But they're not the only players in this game. There are other people, other forces involved in the world who are seeing the same things that you and I are talking about right now, or that Paul Craig Roberts has been talking about, and that at a certain point, some of this has got to come to the fore. I'm not ready to give up hope on that.
What about the police state and the whole expansion of continuity of government grid, NORTHCOM, based out in Colorado? I mean, that all it transcends the Bush administration. I know Cheney and Rumsfeld set it up back in the 80s, the modern expression of it.
Yeah, and that's one of the products of the whole economic system that has built the military-industrial intelligence complex as kind of the main engine of power in the United States.
But will it slow down? I mean, it wants to federalize police. It wants to have Lockheed Martin red light cameras. I mean, you know, basically the military-industrial complex is eating the United States right now. Can they be stopped? Can they be slowed down? Or will this organism just keep growing no matter what and start World War III?
I think they can be stopped. I think they can slow down. I think a lot of it, Alex, depends on us. on the loyal opposition, on the people who call attention to this. It's not something that will happen by itself, because clearly these people have all kinds of contingency plans. I mean, the Patriot Acts were not written on the spur of the moment. They were pulled out of government files.
A decade old, yeah.
The same thing with the attack plans on Iran and Iraq and Afghanistan. These are off-the-shelf plans. I mean, these people have nothing to do except sit around and dream up wars. And sure, they've got plans and they've got facilities. There was an order that went out on an official United States Army bulletin to have the Army bases be prepared to take civilian prisoners off the hands of the state prison systems and put them to work as free slave labor on the Army base.
Yeah, that's the civilian inmate labor camp program.
Yeah, so all of that is there. I mean, we've got an enormous...
Yeah, bottom line, we have a very bad elite in control who are out of control, and they don't even know what's good for themselves. And they already own and run everything. They just got to have more, more, more. Why can't they just let us at least live?
Well, because we're in economic collapse, and the only thing that they can think of to do in an economic collapse is for more people to work for the government.
One trick pony, and only a war economy can do that.
Right, to borrow more. I mean, that's how we got out of World War II. The Vietnam War became an economic driver, and that's what Reagan did with the $1 trillion military buildup. They all do it because our economic system is structured on the basis of Keynesian economics, and that means government deficit spending.
Yep.
That means the military-industrial complex.
Richard C. Cook, fire out your website.
It's www.richardccook.com.
RichardCCook.com. Read his columns everywhere. Thank you so much for the time.
Thanks, Alex.
Have a great Labor Day tomorrow. We're going to come back, cover some other key news. We've got another big guest coming up. Infowars.com is the website. In T-minus 45 minutes, my new film drops at PrisonPlanet.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665 and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Again, the new film I produced, directed by Jason Burmes. We're going to release it at PrisonPlanet.tv. The DVD starts shipping out Tuesday. You can order them right now at InfoWars.com. Fabled Enemies. Check out all the details at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Be able to watch that coming up in just about 45 minutes. I got a lot of other news, economic news, police state news, your phone calls, of course, coming in. I haven't taken any of those yet, but the Russia situation was so important, I wanted to cover it. I want to thank the listeners of this show. For people that aren't aware of what happened, Tuesday, I was out in Denver, and they were having a moronic Recreate 68 anarchist event where these fools were saying they were going to levitate the U.S. Mint. Fox News lied and said that I said I was out there levitating the Mint. Michelle Malkin is out there who said I lied about the Marines throwing the puppy off the cliff. She said I made that up. I was just covering Associated Press. Later, the Marines admitted, indeed, it was true, and they kicked those guys out. She has written books about how torture is good and Abu Ghraib is good, and she's written about how they put Americans in camps. And I'm out there, and her bodyguards, and it's all on video, come up and start bumping into me. I'm talking to her in a normal voice, saying, why did you write that? Why did you say that? I've interviewed her twice before. They came and got in my face. Fox News edited it to the end of it. And then they lied and said that I said kill Michelle Malkin. Now, it turns out we have video of her leaving in the parking lot with the people that were behind me screaming kill Michelle Malkin. Then they would scream Alex is a capitalist pig and stuff like that. They were just trying to incite the crowd. And the Dallas Morning News and Denver Post have had to both do retractions. So there you go. Thank you, listeners, for calling them and sending them the video clips. Mark Davis at the Dallas Morning News sent a vicious email to my wife. I'm thinking about action against him because, you know, people think I got up and said, kill this woman. But doesn't matter. It's been retracted. The lie has been exposed. And those videos are all up on InfoWars.com. Now, I'm going to play this 6 minutes of me on Russian TV, myself on Russian TV, last Thursday. And I think I break it down well in about 6 minutes. And I did this because I am patriotic and because I will not let our country, we run this country, the people do, start wars with Russia and then lie to the dumbed-down public and tell them that Russia started it. So here are the facts, international television, Russia Today, and you'll hear some audio in the background because they were playing videos with audio turned up a bit behind me. You can watch the video at InfoWars.com, too. Here it is.
Russia has criticized the Western media for what it's called its biased view on the conflict, but not all journalists blame Russia for the conflict. But we're now joined on the line by Alex Jones, the U.S. investigative journalist from the Infowars.com website, to get his opinion on this. Hello to you, Mr. Jones. So in your opinion, what was wrong with the coverage of this conflict in Western media?
Well, Ellis, thank you for having me on. First off, let me say I am ashamed as an American. I'm a loyal American who loves my country, but my country has been taken over by a private international military-industrial complex, and they launched the sneak attack on the Russian enclaves of Abkhazia and other areas, as you know, on 888. using the cover of the Olympic Games and a dastardly sneak attack on the order of Pearl Harbor in World War II. And I am just so ashamed that our country's been hijacked and is being used to do this. And I am a syndicated radio host, and of course run the news site, Infowars.com. And that morning, I was watching foreign news, and I knew that the U.S.-backed Georgians, the Israeli and NATO-backed Georgians, had snuck attacked viciously and were hunting down and killing civilians, attacking the peacekeepers, just unprecedented crimes in our modern age, the 21st century. And then I would turn on CNN and Fox and even BBC, and they were reporting that Russia, it was headlines, Russia invades Georgia, Russia sneak attacks. And our leaders went on television and said that we would have to have a new Cold War. It was such an insult to the American people's intelligence that the United States-backed Georgia attack, snuck attack areas on your border. And I apologize as an American that we let our government been taken over like this. And this is not the United States that I grew up in. It's very, very shameful. Even in the Cold War, our governments didn't do things like this to each other. And the Russian people I know want to work with the American people in Europe and sell us oil and gas. And the neocons in NATO, in the U.S., and Israel want to have a new Cold War. And that's why they launched this sneak attack on Russia, thinking that they could intimidate Russia. They expected Russia to back down, but Russia didn't back down. And I just hope Russia keeps troops in Georgia so no more sneak attacks can be launched, because the dictator, and we know he was elected under fraud, there in Georgia, has said that he plans, he said it last week, to attack again as soon as he can. So please, Russia does not need to leave these areas that have been part of Russia for years, Abkhazia and Ossetia, because we don't want violence. The American people don't want this. We want to be friends with Russia. And the good news is, for a full week, our lying, controlled New World Order media tried to tell us that Russia snuck attack, but the American people found out it was a lie, and now it's discredited our controlled media even more. And then, kicking the Russian absence out of NATO last week, unprecedented. That is a prelude, in many cases, to war, moving missile systems and troops and more trainers into Ukraine, into Czech Republic, into Poland. The world does not need this, but the New World Order corporate criminals in the West do not want Russia selling cheap oil and gas to Europe. They do not. They want to keep the prices high.
Mr. James, you certainly got some strong condemnation there, words to say, rather, on the media portrayal of all this. But why do you think it is that Western media has taken the slant you say it has? Is it guided by NATO's agenda?
NATO is a puppet of the military-industrial complex, the Anglo-American Western New World Order system based in, of course, London and New York and D.C. They have hijacked the U.S. They have implemented continuity of government. They have geared up for martial law. They've built FEMA camps here. They're destroying our republic. They're destroying our freedoms. They're coming after the free press. And so they're using NATO expansion as a way to widen a war throughout Central Asia and then to the West through Eastern Europe and Central Europe. And I really appreciate the fact that Russia has been restrained in all of this. And I just want to say, I am an American patriot. I stand for my country first. And I'm very sad to have to come out and speak out against my criminal government. But it's going to continue under McCain or Barack Obama. The PNAC documents written by the neocons say they want war with Russia and China. The American people do not want it. This is not strong condemnation. This is a saddened American having to beg the world to understand that we've been hijacked in the U.S. We do not like what's happening. The British people do not like what's happening. We want to be friends with Russia and China. We do not want this. But the neocons are bloodthirsty. They've attacked all these countries. They have just came out in New Yorker magazine that Dick Cheney wanted to stage new terror attacks 2 months ago against the U.S. fleet, having Navy SEALs dress up like Iranians. He wanted Navy special ops commandos to attack our own ships, to blame it on Iran. We have a criminal regime. We are in an emergency situation. We are under martial law for all intents and purposes in the United States. The United States has been taken over. This is not the American people. This is the corporate New World Order that has seized control of England and the United States trying to bully Russia into submission. Russia is not expanding. Russia is not trying to take over areas. Russia is trying to be free market and trying to be part of the world community, and they're being stabbed in the back. Russia has always been attacked by the British bankers for over 100 years. They do not like your strong people or your culture. They want to hijack Russia, just like they did with the Bolsheviks. They want to hijack the U.S. We are all together against the New World Order, and that's what InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com covers.
All right, Alex Jones from InfoWars.com. Thank you for those thoughts.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back after the quick break and the news with Dr. Paul.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In this age of advanced electronics, we have many new amazing technologies. Smartphones, intelligent credit cards, even cars that talk and park themselves. In 2004, John Wright Laboratories perfected the technology known as the Rife machine. The new JW Labs Model A is a compact, solid-state, battery-powered personal therapy device that's in a class by itself. Larger than a cell phone, smaller than a CD player, the Model A has power and accuracy that exceeds anything else that's available at any price, even for top professionals. Use it just 5 minutes as part of your daily hygiene to give you the edge against any past, present, or future pathogen with 99% reliability. Use it to gain control of the most serious forms of disease. The Model A comes with everything you need to get started, along with unlimited customer service and a lifetime replacement warranty. Act now, because the future is here today. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com today.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, got about 26 minutes left in this worldwide transmission. It officially comes out tomorrow. You can order the DVD, Four Fabled Enemies, the new film I produced, Jason Berman's directed, getting into the intelligence agencies, how they orchestrated the attacks of 9/11, private defense contractors, foreign intelligence agencies with elements of the Pentagon and the CIA. Fabled Enemies, two-hour film, an hour and a half of extras, and it is going to be available on the web in T-minus 20, oh, I guess about 27 minutes from now. It'll go live at prisonplanet.tv. If you're not a member, go there. It takes about a minute to sign up, $5.95 a month, or get a year membership and get 3 months free, prisonplanet.tv, prisonplanet.tv, or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. We have discounts on the film and other films I've made out of the gates. You can also call toll-free to get a copy of Fabled Enemies or Truth Rising or Endgame, Terror Storm. And that's 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Well, he was the head of policy, Department of Treasury, the father of Reaganomics. He helped broker some of the economic deals that took Russia from being the Iron Curtain to a somewhat of a freer society there with its collapse in 1991. He, of course, was an editor there at the Wall Street Journal. He's a syndicated columnist with Creator Syndicate, and he is a frequent contributor to this radio show. And we're always very thankful for Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joining us, and he'll be with us for the balance of the show. And I know we have a lot of callers. Specifically, if you have a question or comment on Russia, on the economy, on Iran, we will take a few of your calls right at the end. Didn't take a lot of calls today because I've been focused on purely news and information. But he's also, again, a top economist, so we're happy to get his perspective and very thankful for his perspective on the economy as well. Thanks for joining us on the eve of Labor Day, sir.
You're welcome, Alex.
Dr. Roberts, let's get into Russia and the escalation there first, and then let's break down some of the things we're seeing with the economy.
All right.
There have been a lot of new developments, talk of sanctions, more troops and weapons being brought in, Russia calling it an act of war. We have top Russian general saying last week the U.S. may stage terror attacks or provocateur false flags. We have Russia saying they're doing this for the election. A lot of amazing things happening right now. Can you break it down for us?
Yes, I think so. The neoconservatives who control the Republican Party and the current administration and any future ones, they may also control the Democrats. That remains to be seen. They're determined to have a war with Russia. They're still angry that Reagan worked out diplomatic agreements with Gorbachev and the Soviet Union and ended the Cold War without a fight. They're spoiling for a fight. They have broken all of the agreements that Reagan made with Gorbachev. They've taken NATO to Russia's borders. They're putting U.S. Ballistic missile defenses in former Russian satellites in order to degrade the Russian nuclear deterrent, as they're hoping to be able to bully Russia and force them to go along with whatever we want in the world. And the Russians simply are not going to do that. They have upgraded their nuclear forces. They lack the kinds of smart weapons and electronic warfare that the United States has, and so they've announced that they will compensate for that with tactical nuclear weapons, that if the Americans encounter them with smart weapons or electronic warfare, that they will respond with tactical nukes in order to wipe out the American forces. So we're moving very rapidly toward nuclear war, and this seems to be something joyful to the Republicans and joyful to the neoconservatives and to the brown shirt Republicans. It's very odd that the Republican or the conservative movement ended up producing a bunch of brown shirts who think they can imposed by military force their will on the world. So we are headed to war. Now, I see just the other day, the general director of the Russian Center for Iranian Studies, his name is Safarov, He has now said that all Russia needs to do is to form an alliance with Iran, because then Russia will control the Persian Gulf. And so
prodding Russia is actually causing them to start expanding.
Well, that's right. It's you see, the thing is that Russia was cooperating with us in every respect, and they were cooperating with Europe in every respect. And Europe, of course, is heavily dependent on Russia for energy. So to go in there and threaten Russia for no reason, it's madness. And I think if McCain is elected, there'll be nuclear war before his first term is over.
Dr. Roberts, I've never heard you talk like this. I mean, I know you go off of...
Well, you have to understand that, you know, I held the highest security clearances for a quarter of a century. I know all the people. And they're very concerned about this.
So you're talking to a lot of former and current or analysts and people, and I know we're interviewing some of them here on air, and they're saying pretty much the same thing you're saying.
Yes. Yes, they're very worried that, for reasons they don't really understand, the United States is provoking the entire world, not just Iraq and Afghanistan, but they're now after Russia. And we saw that recently with the trouble in Georgia. This was a former constituent part of Russia for 200 years. And we went in there with the Israelis. We rigged an election. We elected a puppet. We've armed the army and trained it. And we tried to put them into NATO. Now, we're talking about something in the Caucasus, so far removed from the North Atlantic. I mean, it's halfway around the world from the North Atlantic.
It's on the border of Central Asia.
That's right. It's in Central Asia. And our European allies said, no, we're not going to do that, because they've got all these separatist movements there that want to go back to Russia. They don't want to be part of Georgia. They used to be part of Russia, and Stalin sort of rearranged the borders, and because Stalin was from Georgia. And if we go and make them part of NATO, NATO will be involved in civil conflict inside Georgia. So the French and Germans and Italians nixed it. So the reason for all the trouble there was we sent our puppet in to murder all the Russians and drive them out of the separatist provinces so that we would end the secession movements and Georgia would be, you know, quote, unified. And we could put them in NATO.
So you believe this was a miscalculation then, because that didn't happen?
Yeah, it was a miscalculation out of the hubris that rules in Washington.
Let me ask you, why do you think we, you know, not just as an economist and former head of the Treasury and the rest of it, but, you know, also, you know, as a newsman, the former editor at the Wall Street Journal, studying people and knowing a lot of these neocons, but not just them, not just their imperial hubris, you know, their mindset of we control reality, we are history's actors, none of you count, you know, delusional megalomania, but also the public. Because I get emails every day, I get calls, people think we're lying. They really think Russia snuck attacked Georgia. And I think it's hubris mixed with the fact that they know the average American literally has no idea even what planet they're on. And so, Dr. Roberts, I want to come back and get your take on that and where you think this is going and ideas you've got, or the people you're talking to, the ideas they have in the establishment to reverse this. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is our guest. You just Google Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. You can read literally hundreds of great editorials he has written. He'll be our guest in the final segment. We'll even jam in a few phone calls if we have time as well. Stay with us. Infowars.com.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why.
This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back live. Final segment. Don't forget, right when this show ends, my new film I produce, directed by Jason Burmis, that made Loose Change with Dylan Avery. That is coming out, Fabled Enemies, new 9/11 information, an amazing film. T-minus about 12 minutes. You can watch that live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Well, there's links at InfoWars.com. Get the DVD there or watch online at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. I want to take a few calls for Dr. Roberts, but finishing up the statement you were making and then my question about the mindset of the people. I mean, it's for an elite to sneak attack Russia and then say that Russia snuck attack, you know, basically came into Georgia for no reason. That's a new level of Orwellian lies.
Yes, it's possible, though, because the media was concentrated, as we've discussed before, under Clinton in 1997. There's about five oligarchs or mega corporations that own the American media. It's no longer an independent and diverse media. It's a ministry of propaganda. So whatever comes out of the White House, the media repeats is truth. The rest of the world sees through this, but Americans don't watch world news. They watch CNN, Fox News, and the networks, and so they have no real idea of what the truth is. And this is another reason, of course, that it's so easy to lead Americans into nuclear war, and which is directly where we're headed. The Russians are not going to put up with American missile bases on their frontiers. They're not going to put up with Ukraine and Georgia being part of NATO. They can't afford that. They're a powerful and independent people. They don't intend to be our puppets. And so we're headed directly into nuclear war. This is what the Republicans and the neoconservatives are bringing to the world.
And is that part of the megalomania, the hubris, the we control reality business?
Yes, that's exactly it.
But you're saying you talk to a lot of high-powered people, and they're saying they're really concerned and don't know where this is going.
They're really concerned because for the first time in American history, the professional people in the government have no voice. They're threatened, they are neglected, they're shut up, they have no power. See, in the old days, they could leak to the New York Times, but now the New York Times sits on it for a year.
Or says
then goes and tells the government that somebody has leaked to them.
Or they lie about yellow cake and aluminum tubes, not just sit on it, they lie.
They lied about that because that's what the government told them.
Exactly. No, it's
but when the NSA official, the NSA guy, told them that the Bush administration was spying on Americans without warrants, they sat on it for 1 year.
Well, that's just like the New Yorker magazine sat on till later. Dick Cheney planning to stage terror attacks. I mean, that's big news.
Yeah.
So Dr. Roberts, where do you see this going?
As I've already said, nuclear war. We're headed to nuclear war.
You think they're just going to keep pushing and pushing and moving more troops up against the Russians?
Well, no. They don't have any troops. I mean, the Russians would tear our troops to pieces.
No, I know, but they're moving in advisors in the client states, Poland, Ukraine.
They're going to provoke Russia by trying to degrade their nuclear deterrent in order to bully Russia.
With the anti-missile systems, yes.
That's right. Mm-hmm. They're going to continue that until Russia says, okay.
But I meant stirring up the brush fire wars.
Well, you know, the other day, the chief Russian general told Poland that you will die in nuclear war for putting those American bases on your territory.
I know. The Russians are saying and I saw a top Russian general 2 weeks ago, and I saw their new president read the NATO doctrine that I'd forgotten about that they started in 97 of NATO stating it is our policy to preemptively prepare for a first strike on Russia and to escalate and push them into this.
Exactly, but Russia is doing nothing to us.
What is wrong with NATO? I mean, why do these guys want nuclear war?
Well, NATO, the Europeans don't, but all the European leaders are bought by the United States. We simply give the leaders money, bagfuls of money. I'm not talking about foreign aid. We give them tens of millions of dollars. We guarantee their financial future.
No, that's admitted now. In fact, it's been mainstream news that our government's totally mafia, and they even take over local cities like that. I've interviewed police chiefs where they just COG shows up with bags of money.
That's right. We buy people, and they sell out their own countries in order to get the money.
Amazing. Let's take a call here. This is incredible. Let's go ahead and talk to Jared in New Mexico. An economic question for Dr. Roberts. Go ahead. You're on the air.
First of all, I'd like to thank both of you, Mr. Jones and Dr. Roberts, for all the great work you're doing on behalf of patriotic Americans. My question today is, why doesn't Russia and or China dump their U.S. reserve, their U.S. dollar reserve?
Because they're sane. They're trying to work with us. Dr. Roberts?
Well, I think you gave him the correct answer. They really can't believe the insanity of the American government. It doesn't make any logical sense. Now, China has such an enormous store of American assets and treasury bonds that they could dump it and essentially destroy us overnight. It could come to that. But they just don't really understand that they're targeted for a nuclear attack because the Americans want to rule the world. They don't. It doesn't make any sense to them.
Well, let's make that clear. The global elite that sit in our capitals, not the American people. We have to pay for this. And in closing, sir, in the last 3-4 minutes we've got left, the economy unraveling faster than we'd previously thought.
Yes, it's unraveling faster than we previously thought. According to the way the United States government measured inflation and unemployment prior to the Clinton administration, who rigged both measures in order to cheat old people out of their cost of living adjustments to Social Security. If we measure inflation and unemployment the way it was measured during the Reagan years, for example, the current inflation rate in the United States is 9%, and the current unemployment rate is 14.3%. Now, that is catastrophic.
Because that compounds.
It just, I mean, look, we used to get upset when unemployment was 6% or inflation was 6%. As of the end of July, the pre-Clinton official government measures of inflation are 9% and unemployment 14.3%. Now, we never had 14.3% unemployment except during the Depression. It was higher than the Depression, but that was the only time it had reached a figure of that.
So where do you see it going in the short-term, mid-term?
I don't know. I don't see any way low interest rates can help an economy that's maxed out on debt. When people are so much in debt, they can't borrow any more in order to go spend it. And so I think we're in a downward spiral. And temporarily, the Bush administration has prevailed on European central banks, on the Saudis, the Japanese, to go buy dollars, to support the dollar so they can continue this low interest rate policy through the election. See, the current interest rates on Treasury bonds are below the rate of inflation. So the foreigners who buy the bonds simply are losing money. This would normally cause a dollar crisis.
Is that what all this militarism is, like threatening the world with a gun to their head? If you don't keep propping us up, we'll start World War III.
It could be that.
That's what a lot of people are saying. Also, that they're delusional because they've got a lot of space-based weapons, as you know, a lot of secret things in the black projects, black ops, and that's another reason they're so arrogant. They've got some things they think can just completely.
You know, Alex, one Russian SS-18 missile
has 24 warheads.
Anywhere on the East Coast is essentially going to end existence east of the Mississippi River.
I know, 24 MIRVs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they're taking enormous risk with human life, with our country, and there's no earthly reason for it. Russia is not threatening us.
Well, Dr. Roberts, you shouldn't be so upset. There's ball games on, there's cheeseburgers flowing, the economy's great. Folks, you better wake up and get serious, or it's going to mean the reign of the cockroach, as Dr. Roberts has said. Dr. Roberts, thank you. Have a great Memorial Day, and hug your family for me. I'll hug mine.
Okay. Good for you.
Thank you, sir.
Right. You're welcome.
Take
Goodbye.
Care. There he goes, former editor of the Wall Street Journal, former head of the Treasury under Ronald Reagan. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be back tomorrow and back throughout the week and next week. Fabled Enemies goes live at PrisonPlanet.tv, and get the DVD right now. The premiere of PrisonPlanet.tv, Fabled Enemies, starts now!
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Thank you for listening to GCN.